Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a poet, a pastor, and a podcaster. In the HSP neighborhood, we encourage the spiritual practice of looking and listening for the sacred in everyday life. This is what we call Holy Shenanigans. It's a new year to begin again and to consider what this next trip around the sun might offer us. What do we need more or less of? What are we fishing for? Happy New Year! You're invited to join me on a fishing trip of sorts. A fishing trip to fill the heart and soul of community. When I was a child, I grew up on a country lane that followed a babbling creek. This creek was a source of great entertainment. It was full of minnows, rocks, salamanders, and hermit crabs. It was also a gathering place for all the children who lived along this country lane, a gathering place for fishing. Fishing for water creatures and fishing for friendship, adventures, and a sense of community. But not knowing much about fishing for fish, I did my best to prepare for fishing in the creek one day. I gathered a stick from my yard, some string from the junk drawer, and some remnants of old bread. I had no idea that a hook was needed to go fishing, and had I known this fact, I doubt I would have gone fishing at all. Fishing requires a sharp hook? No, thank you. But not knowing this need of a hook, I still went to the creek with my makeshift fishing pole, stick, string, and old bread. I tossed the bread into the creek and watched the minnows feast on my offering. I sat on the flat rocks and kept my eyes open for hermit crabs that both delighted and frightened me. I splashed and stomped in the water and made a few friends with the children who gathered there. That day, I had gone fishing for fish, but I learned what I was really fishing for was people. People and community. In this week's gospel lesson from Matthew 4, we hear the ongoing epiphany or aha message that reveals the expansive nature of Jesus' ministry. He is not called to attend to one group or just to the tribe of Israel. His ministry calls him also to the Gentiles, people from many tribes, cultures, and communities. In the words of the prophet Isaiah, expressed this way, "On the road and by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned." This scripture informs us that Jesus is a messenger of good news to all peoples. So in the beginning stages of his ministry, Jesus sets out to his work and he invites Peter, Andrew, James, and John to join him in this work. Jesus calls fishermen common folk who would not be chosen to follow a rabbi or a teacher, to join him in this effort of fishing no longer for fish, but for all people. Jesus and his ragtag bunch of students gather themselves to fish for community, a community that does not yet exist, a community that would change the status quo and concept of community, a community of diverse peoples, Jew and Gentile, upon whom a message of God's love and mercy is proclaimed and given. Jesus and his disciples go fishing for community. This calling of Jesus and his disciples reminds me of my own fishing for community. The task reminds me of that childhood effort to go fishing in the creek without the aid of a hook. I would not catch the fish I had originally intended. But did I catch something? Yes. I caught, when I was feeling brave, hermit crabs, minnows, and salamanders. Oh, yes. And because of the creek's ability to gather all sorts of creatures, I was given the unexpected gift of gathering a community, too. There are lots of ways to fish for people. It turns out that art is one of those things. Once upon a time, I was selected to help create a community mural that would involve a wide array of people from different perspectives and experiences. That this mural would help them work together, that this mural would help discourage random tagging on public property. No small task, right? At this invitation, I sat bewildered with my sketch pad and pencils and began to brainstorm. What image would be a good way to draw people together? Was there a theme that would connect us all? When I considered the essential building blocks of community, how could this be expressed in a mural? What is essential for community to form? Well, you need people, yes. But what is something that people have to have? Water. In order for people to build a place to be community, they have to have a source of water, like a river, or a creek, or a well. A well, this was it. This was the source that was necessary to build community. When I was brainstorming for this mural project, I was not thinking of the story of Jesus' call to all people or his invitation of the disciples to go fishing for people. But today, I think it connects this idea of a well, this source of water, as an essential part of building community. When I think back to my childhood experience of going fishing at the creek, the water. The creek was this gathering place for rocks, for minnows, for hermit crabs, and yes, it was a gathering place for neighborhood children to splash and play, and most importantly, to be and become community. A source of water was essential for community to thrive. What does it mean to go fishing for people? Or in the greater sense and expansive sense as personified in Jesus' calling to the Gentiles. According to a Woman's Lectionary for the Whole Church by Wilda C. Gaffney, the theological significance of the Gentiles is radical inclusion. The gospel is available to all without regard to nationality, ethnicity, gender, or culture. While in Scripture the emphasis is sometimes read as God's promises to the patriarchs or ancestors, Scripture also reveals the epiphany of God's promises to matriarchs like Hagar, Sarah, and Rebecca. Their stories include accounts of slavery, polygamy, and forced pregnancies that paint a more complicated and more honest picture of Israel's past. Jesus' calling to the Gentiles challenges the idea of going out and catching fish and simply bringing fish home for the sake of ourselves and for our own sustenance. With the help of this womanist lens of Scripture and what fishing for community might really mean, I'm challenged to hear the call to fish for people much differently. Fishing for people takes us outside of our silos and our buildings and our perspectives. Fishing for people is an act of engagement and relationship, with creation, and with God and people. Fishing for people calls us all out to the well, the river, or the creek, to sources of water that makes life possible. Fishing for people calls us to bring ourselves into the mucky middle of life. Fishing calls us to be with a diversity of people in community. Fishing for people calls us not to bring hooks to catch fish, but to be about the work of blessing people or removing the hooks that would do harm. Fishing for community is a big undertaking, but if Jesus thought it was worthwhile, I think going fishing for community is an excellent way to start a new year. This week, as I begin a new call as a transition pastor at Jamestown First Presbyterian, I took some time to shelve some books and place a photo of this community mural of the well that community built. As I looked at this photo of the mural painted so long ago, with people dancing in the water, fishing for fish, and fishing for community, I was struck by the gift of being in a place that is home, a place where there is history, as well as newness, a space to grow to learn what this new place and time of community will bring. As I consider the mural of the well and the diverse peoples dancing in the overflowing water, I found a card sitting on my desk that included a perfect poem about community by Janita Ashby Briers, titled In Kindred, In Law. Her poem reads, "You were from your beginning till that ever transient now, shaping and building the legs for a stool where we sat to share the new real. I am your child. I adopt you and your before, after, and beyond self connecting and creating a place for the dual and the care none can steal. You are my child. You are there in my always, understanding, responding, and writing love on the pages filed deep inside, but recalled anew. I am your sister. I follow with regard for your intellect and pride in your identifying and hearing the songs of the ages, and yet enchant and inspire you. You are my brother. You appear in loco parentis as an extended family journeying and exploring a variety of byways and sharing tears that make memories. I am your friend. I reside nearby, searching for function and meaning, evolving and filling the spaces of pulsing days and years that become opportunities. You are my community." I am your Holy Shenanigans Muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Thanks to Ian Eastman for sound editing, and Janita Ashby Briers for her gift of poetry. Gratitude to HSP listeners for supporting our work with this podcast by way of www.buymeacoffee.com, Tara L. Eastman. In this new year of fishing for people and community, may we not put off the call to go fishing, to gather our bread, string, and sticks, to go to sources of water and be about the work of removing hooks of harm, and be a more beloved community for all people. Happy New Year, Holy Shenanigators. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.